From there, I can see much of Virginia Tech. The stately bell tower of Burris Hall rises proudly above the rest. On nights like tonight, when I get a late start and the sun is already down, I head for campus. At its center, separating the academic and residential sides of the school, sits the drill field, a wide-open, grassy space named for the exercises that the Corps of Cadets practice to perfection there. After dark, old iron lampposts, painted black, blanket the ground in overlapping circles of light. It was here, on the drill field, the day after the shootings, that students placed 32 slabs of gray limestone rock, Hokie stones as they're called, in a semicircle in front of Burris Hall to commemorate the lives of loved ones lost. Thousands of mourners descended on the place, bearing with them a flood of condolences, a mix of bouquets, balloons, and poster board sympathies. They came sniffling, clinging to tissues and to one another, and lifting their sunglasses to wipe tears from their tired red eyes. The world came as well, vicariously through television, watching us, kneeling with us in grief. I also came, revisiting the stones day after day, and sometimes at night, drawn to them by a need to connect with the dead whom I never knew. Always there was something new, some trinket that had been added. At times, the items seemed odd. A baseball for every victim, an American flag by every stone, though some of the dead were international students. People took their time passing by this spot. There was no need to rush. There were no classes to attend. It would be days, dark and long, before there would be any distractions from the pain. For a time, there was no world beyond this place. By day, soft chatter could be heard around the memorial. After sunset, no one spoke a word. During daylight, masses huddled near the stones, peering over shoulders to read the notes left there. At night, however, mourners passed by in a single-file line, waiting their turn, patient with the people in front who wished to pause at every name. The masses have since receded. The drill field now is vacant, except for these stones, and silent. The semester has ended. Most of the students are gone, and only the sounds of insects disturb the stillness of the summer evening air. If I close my eyes and take in the quiet, I can almost imagine nothing happened here. Almost, except for the stone reminders that lie at my feet. On one is written a simple, anguished note. Jeremy, we love you. Mom and Dad. These stones are more than rocks. Each is all that remains of a son, a daughter, a husband who will never come home again. I picture my mom and dad, heartbroken, kneeling by a stone for me, had I been among the dead. Moreover, I imagine myself by a stone for my dad, had he not survived.